I didn't really want to do this song. I thought it was too much, but my husband was like, listen to it all the way, you know, give it a chance at least.
Hello?
Can you play the music? Just the beginning, I want to tell you if it's loud enough or not, please.
So, okay,
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is the Media Defender.
Hi, Mike McCartney, Fred Bartram, and Jim Dahmers.
Hi, guys.
Hi there, guys.
All right,
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm not sure what you mean. Our email server isn't free of other eyes.
That's a big problem.
It was going through the public internet, and there wasn't any sort of encryption key.
Right, no, I understand that. We could certainly add TCP encryption or some other email encryption so that it's encrypted in transit.
Yeah, and it's gonna be incredible.
I mean, you guys know as well as we know that you guys are a major target of hackers.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah, we're a major target of hackers.
Of course.
You guys are part of the government. Government is always a major target of hackers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both of us are pretty big targets.
No.
Here's the problem, or a potential problem, and again, from a law enforcement perspective, the intelligence information that you guys are gathering, we need to be able to stand. It needs to be able to stand up in court. We will get lots and lots of bad guys, and I'm convinced that I don't have any concern of that.
All right.
I'm happy about this. This is what I want.
What we do in law enforcement is secret and protected as best we can, you know, so that we can continue to be successful.
You're listening right now to the Internet Show, and we are fortunate to have in the studio with us.
I feel like I'm an animal in a cage. They're holding me until... I
was waiting for so long. Right now, however, I want to introduce our guest. Mr. Randy Saff, president of OnSystems.com.
Hey, I'm your partner anytime.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here.
But the thing I'm looking for the most, I gotta be honest with you.
Well, Tidget Pro is a low-cost virtual private networking alternative.
Sunny version is great, don't get me wrong, but this is amazing.
And the beauty of a peer-to-peer system is that there is no big brother watching you. It's a very pure connection. It's really kind of a next evolution of the internet.
Right.
Very bedroom sexy.
Based on peer-to-peer technology, much like Napster.
Nice
Napster,
way to put it.
Napster. We want to encourage people to get the most out of peer-to-peer networking.
No, it's not that crazy.
As I'm sitting here, thinkers might whirling around. The one thing we have to figure out is how to have the kids not use this to cheat with.
That's great.
I just thought this is a great way to pass.
Actually, if they do use it to cheat, then I think they're learning some valuable lessons that will come in handy when they hit the business world.
I know there is a lot of problems in show business.
I don't know if people realize this, but when they send an email, it always goes through a server. And so there is always an element of somebody else can be watching what you're doing.
I feel like, oh.
You don't have to give your email address. By all means, go get a fake Yahoo address or something like that. And
Congress is indulgence, I'm going to deliver a longer than usual opening statement. This is very likely the final time that I will preside over a hearing or markup as chairman of the subcommittee on the court's intellectual property of the Internet.
Tell them not to worry. If someone should worry, it's me.
Mr. Sam.
I'm the president and CEO of Media Defender.
You know what, when you hear the word cancer...
Media Defender is the largest developer and seller of the peer-to-peer antivirus software.
Not for you. It's always for the others.
On the contrary, Media Defender is a big fan of peer-to-peer networking. We believe it's one of the biggest advancements in the Internet since the web page. Media Defender technology participates in the peer-to-peer network like any of the other 50 million peer-to-peer users.
We're in show business, you know, nothing can happen to us.
Our aim is to prevent the person seeking the pirated material from finding the pirated material.
It hits you and it makes you realize many things. If you think you'll find happiness, maybe but I gotta be honest with you.
Data is not collected on individuals.
Only positive things come out of it.
Some of Media Defender's technologies are completely lawful and spoken about here, such as decoy and spoofing. And they're well understood. However, other technologies that could be very effective in fighting against piracy happen to overlap with existing computer use and hacking laws that were never meant to address peer-to-peer networking.
No, it happened to you for a reason.
Defender believes strongly in the privacy of individual users. Media Defender has been able to stay under the radar for over 2 years because of how non-invasive our technology is. Media Defender's technology is actually able to be proactive. We don't use up a lot of bandwidth. They can even still download pirated material on the peer-to-peer network while we're interdicting it.
The president of Sony called and he said, I think we're going to have a number one.
Rootkit.
Thank you, Mr. Sam, and thanks to each of the panelists for your contribution.
Thank you for helping us.
We'll go from there. Now, going forward, how much more testing do you guys need to do, and can we set up a time?
One thing to keep in mind is and now it's totally silent, and I don't hear anything. I mean, all we can say for sure, Media Defender, is that Media Defender's mail server has not been hacked or compromised, and you guys are basically reporting the same on your side. So, you know, then it's just the public internet between. Well, it was for a moment.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it is better.
It's the content of this operation that we're doing. Is extremely sensitive. Another layer of communication so that, you know, nobody can understand or read what the hell we're talking about with each other.
Yeah.
What do you say to taking chances?
I don't think I made a mistake. I could never... Very difficult.
So powerful and at the same time so light.
I was constantly dreaming, so I didn't learn so well. They thought I was ill, abused. Oh. But it doesn't affect me because it's not true. I think I've been tremendously blessed. I've had a hard time. I am not.
I'm always miserable, and I'm always crying, and I'm always alone in the world.
I know, they want me to talk about everything that's happening to you, that they don't really talk about. They don't have any.
It's not true. Yeah. Well, I hope so, because if I wouldn't think so, I wouldn't have done it.
Because I really wanted to have answers. Why?
It was fun.
Why?
Great fun.
I wonder sometimes why. Why?
Yes. Unusual for me, but I love that. I don't regret anything. I don't even want to see myself as a title.
She is the biggest selling female singer of all time. Celine Dion.
Celine Dion is the all-time leader of CDs that would not play on PCs.
Alrighty, my next guest, the world's best-selling female artist. Please welcome Celine Dion.
Celine Dion is the all-time leader of embedded copy protection technology.
Celine Dion is the biggest selling female recording artist of all time.
Celine Dion is the all-time leader of the malicious XCP rootkit by Sony BMG and First Far Internet.
Our first guest is the biggest selling female artist in the world. Please welcome five-time Grammy Award winner, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion is the all-time leader of the interdicting spoofing anti-piracy solutions provided by Internet Piracy Protection Media Defender.
Celine Dion, the biggest selling female singer ever.
Celine Dion is the most used artist for alternative girls.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Are you guys still on the call?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I think I'm still grounded.
Hey, Brad and Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, occasionally.
What do you say?
You know, working together on the back end data structure so that it's calling the right stuff and keeping track of the right stuff consistently. Yeah, I'm impressed. I think this will be very good. No, I don't think so either. I think that the peer-to-peer network as a whole is a target rich environment. Then what we're going to need to do is once we get the files, we have to be able to link them back to the suspect IP. 3-2. What IPs are associated with those contraband files, and what IPs and metadata are associated with the non-contraband files. From this IP, we got this picture, it is child porn. From these two IPs, we got these two pictures, they are not child porn. Computers are great, but they can't tell me what is and what isn't child porn in a legal sense.
Right.
So, I'm just nervous now going back through old emails. I know we didn't really say too much in our earlier communications, but if anybody would
successfully sniffing our communications between each other over the last month. I mean, they're obviously going to know that you guys are helping the state of New York, the Attorney General's office.
Not transmitting in the first place. So anyone transmitting is, you know, per se infringing on the law, you know, committing crimes.
It's my wish to save the world. I don't know how. I don't have the answer. And because I don't have answers, I prefer for us to unplug ourselves from it. Instead of going to see professionals, maybe we should ask normal people.